T-stroke-S-stroke-02. Eventually, they reached T-stroke-S-stroke-01. He was tired from carrying the girl, and he had hoped this would coincide with a boundary for the Tyrannosaur paddock, but it was just another box in the middle of the woods. The next box after that was marked T-stroke-N-stroke-01, followed by T-stroke-N-stroke-02. Grant realized the numbers must be arranged geographically around a central point like a compass. They were going from south to north, so the numbers got smaller as they approached the center, then got larger again. "At least we're going the right way," Tim said.
"Good for you," Grant said. Tim smiled and stumbled over vines in the mist. He got quickly to his feet. They walked on for a while.
"My parents are getting a divorce," he said.
"Uh-huh," Grant said.
"My dad moved out last month. He has his own place in Mill Valley now."
"Uh-huh."
"He never carries my sister anymore. He never even picks her up."
"And he says you have dinosaurs on the brain," Grant said. Tim sighed.
"Yeah."
"You miss him?" Grant said.
"Not really," Tim said. "Sometimes. She misses him more."
"Who, your mother?"
"No, Lex. My mom has a boyfriend. She knows him from work."
They walked in silence for a while, passing T-stroke-N-stroke-03 and T-stroke-N-stroke-04. "Have you met him?" Grant said.
"Yeah."
"How is he?"
"He's okay," Tim said. "He's younger than my dad, but he's bald."
"How does he treat you?"
"I don't know. Okay. I think he just tries to get on my good side. I don't know what's going to happen. Sometimes my mom says we'll have to sell the house and move. Sometimes he and my mom fight, late at night. I sit in my room and play with my computer, but I can still hear it."
"Uh-huh," Grant said.
"Are you divorced?"
"No," Grant said. "My wife died a long time ago."
"And now you're with Dr. Sattler?"
Grant smiled in the darkness. "No, she's my student."
"You mean she's still in school?"
"Graduate school, yes." Grant paused long enough to shift Lex to his other shoulder, and then they continued on, past T-stroke-N-stroke-05 and T-stroke-N-stroke-06. There was the rumble of thunder in the distance. The storm had moved to the south. There was very little sound in the forest except for the drone of cicadas and the soft croaking of tree frogs.
"You have children?" Tim asked.
"No," Grant said.
"Are you going to marry Dr. Sattler?"
"No, she's marrying a nice doctor in Chicago sometime next year."
"Oh,"
Tim said. He seemed surprised to hear it. They walked along for a while.
"Then who are you going to marry?"
"I don't think I'm going to marry anybody," Grant said.
"Me neither," Tim said.
They walked for a while. Tim said,
"Are we going to walk all night?"
"I don't think I can," Grant said. "We'll have to stop, at least for a few hours." He glanced at his watch. "We're okay. We've got almost 15 hours before we have to be back, before the ship reaches the mainland."
"Where are we going to stop?" Tim asked immediately.
Grant was wondering the same thing. His first thought was that they might climb a tree and sleep up there. But they would have to climb very high to get safely away from the animals, and Lex might fall out while she was asleep, and tree branches were hard. They wouldn't get any rest, at least he wouldn't. They needed someplace really safe. He thought back to the plans he had seen on the jet coming down. He remembered that there were outlying buildings for each of the different divisions. Grant didn't know what they were like because plans for the individual buildings weren't included, and he couldn't remember exactly where they